Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avram Kron. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's shiur is on Zevachim Daf Yud. We'll start the Mirtz Hashem with the Ha'ara from Daf Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says, on the bottom of Amid Beis, by Chatos Chelev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatos Dam, if a person is Chayev Chatos on the Aveira of Chelev, and the one who does the avoida shechtit l'shem chatos dam. So there's two lashonos in the Gemara, whether this is kosher or not. According to the first lashon of the Gemara, Rava says that it's kosher. There's no psul of shinui kodesh because it's not a chatos l'shem another carbon. It's within the category of chatos, chatos chelev l'shem chatos dam. But according to the second lashon, Rav Acha Berei de Rava says that Rava says that it's pasul because we darshan from the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra v'shachat oisa l'chatos that you need l'shem oisa chatos. It's not enough to have in mind l'shem chatos. It has to be l'shem that chatos. And if a person is chayiv v'chatos chelev, and it was shechted l'shem chatos dam, that's not l'shem oiso chatos, and therefore it's pasul. And the Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Tes Vav Halacha Vav, paskins like the Lishna Basra. He says, shachta l'shem chet acher, kegoin sheba al achilas chelev, v'shachta al achilas dam, psula. The halacha is that it's pasul, like the Lashon of Rav Acha Berei de Rava, in the name of Rava, that chatos chelev, sheshachta l'shem chatos dam, is psula. Toisvis in Nazir, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschel Sheharei, asks Akasha on this Gemara, how could there be in the first Lashon, Rava holds Chatas Chelev, Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam is Kshera, L'Chayra, it's an open Braisa, that it's Pasul. The Braisa says in Nazir, Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, and again in Krisus, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, that if a person is mafrish a chatos on achilas chelev, because he did the avera b'shoigig of achilas chelev, and then he brought it l'chaper al achilas dam, to be mechaper on the avera of achilas dam, loy keeper. The Braisa says beferish, it's loy keeper, it doesn't provide a kapara. So how could it be that in the first lashon over here, Rava says, chatos chelev sheshachta l'shem chatos dam is kosher? So Tosfos answers in his first teretz that you could be mechalik whether the person is chayiv a chatas chelev or not. In other words, in our Gemara, we're talking about a guy who did the avera b'shoigeg of chelev, but he never did the avera of achilas dam. And therefore, when you shecht it, a chatas chelev, l'shem a chatas dam, the halacha is that it's going to be that it's kosher. But the Braisa is talking about shenis chayiv shteim, that the person was chayiv both. A chatas for chelev and chatas for dam. And then he was mafish this chatas for the chelev. And then he brought it, l'shem chatas dam. In that case, havi akira yoiser. It's more of an akira, and therefore, it's loy keeper, the carbon is pasul. That's the teretz that Tosfos says there in Nazir Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Tosfos says there another teretz as well, but this is the first teretz of Tosfos. The Keren Oira earlier on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, at the end of Dibur HaMaschel Chatos Chelev, asks Akasha on this Tosfos, where do we ever find such a musig that legabi shinui kodesh, it makes a difference whether you're chayiv that second carbon or not? If let's say someone is chayiv a carbon chatos, and you shech this chatos ruvein, l'shem a carbon asham. So that's shinui kodesh. The halacha is a chatos that shechta b'shinui kodesh is pasul. We never saw Gemara saying that it depends if this Ruvain is chayiv in asham or not. Even if he's not chayiv in asham, but if you shecht the chatos l'shema asham, that's oiker the shame of the carbon, and therefore it's pasul. By shinui bailim, we find such a musig that it only is pasul if the other person is a mechuyev kapara kemoisai. But by shinui kodesh, we never find that this person has to be mechuyev that second shame carbon as well. And therefore, Taisis is shver. What does Taisis mean? That the reason that our first Lashon, Pedas Rava, says that it's kosher is because we're talking about that this person was not mechuyev chatos on dam. Who cares if he wasn't mechuyev chatos on dam? If shechting a chatos chelev l'shem chatos dam is considered shinui kodesh, then even if the person is not mechuyev a chatos dam, it still should be possible with the din of shinui kodesh. And the Keren Ora leaves it sarachi and Pedas HaTaisis. It seems that Tosfos holds that even though we don't find a Gemara that says that the psul of Shinui Kodesh is only when the person is mechuyev the other carbon, that is only by Shinui Kodesh mamish. If you shech the chatas Ruvain l'shem an asham for Ruvain, so then even if Ruvain is not chayev a carbon asham, still that's Shinui Kodesh because you shech the chatas l'shem a different category of carbon. Whereas if you're shechting it l'shem a chatas, just it's a chatas chelev l'shem chatas dam, that's not such a discrepancy. That's the same parsha of chatos. It's just a chatos chelev, l'shem chatos dam. Then it only is considered a shinui kodesh if this bailim is mechuyev the carbon of chatos dam as well. And the Hesber seems to be based on what we mentioned a number of times, that the gedder of the psul of shaloi lishma is because the machshava is oiker the shame of the carbon. If you shech the chatos l'shem asham, the carbon chatos now, it's nekar shemai, it's nitfas the shame asham in the carbon, not enough to make it kosher as a carbon asham, but to make it possible as a chatos, because the shame asham is attached to this carbon, lepoisloi, to passel it as a chatos. If that's the case, by the carbon chatos, chelev, that's shechted l'shem chatos dam, since that's not as much of an akira, because it's all in the family of chatos, the only way that could be an akira is if this Ruvain is chayev a chatos dam. Because since he is chayev that carbon, so it's more shayech that the shame of a carbon of chatas dam for Ruvain exists, and it's more of a svara that that could be nitfas on a carbon, because this Ruvain, after all, is chayev a chatas dam, and therefore when he is chayev a chatas dam, that's the pshat in the brisa that it says in Nazir and in Krisus that a chatas chelev that shechta l'shem chatas dam is loy keeper. However, in our Gemara we're talking about where this Ruvain is not chayev a chatas dam, and therefore the Akira is a weaker Akira to say Chatos Chelev of Ruvain is Shechted L'Shem Chatos Dam of Ruvain. This Ruvain is not Chayev a Chatos Dam Bechlal. And with a weak Akira, if it's not a real Shinui Kodesh, it's only a Shinui Kodesh from one type of Chatos to another type of Chatos, that would not be enough to be Oiker Shemai. That's the Shita of Tosfos and Nazir, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Interestingly, on that Rambam, in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Vav, that paskins like the second Lashon that it's Pasul, the Kesef Mishnah says over there that the reason why the Rambam paskins like the second Lashon is, first of all, because Rav Ashi in our Gemara, it's Mashma that he holds like the Lishna Basra, and since Rav Ashi was a later Amoira, so Kaimulon Kavosei, and in addition to that, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam paskins that it's Pasul because of that Raisa in Nazir and Ekrisus that says Loi Kiper, and the Keren Oira over there on Dav Zayin is Matmi on the Kesef Mishnah. What does the Kesef Mishnah mean that the Rambam paskins that it's possible because of that Raisa? Al Karchuk, you have to say some answer, because the Raisa can't be Soise Rava, a Rava is an Amoira. So obviously you're going to have to say some answer, whether it's the answer of Tosfos in Nazir or some other answer that you come up with. You're going to have to miyashiv that Rava is not connected a Raisa. So why would that be a reason that the Rambam paskins connected the Lishna Kama and holds that it's possible like the Lishna Basra? But pshat in the Kesef Mishnah L'chaira is that Enechanami, you're going to have to say some sort of answer to explain that Rava is not contradicted from the Braisa, but that is going to be a Shinuya Dechika. That's a last resort to answer for Rava, some Svara to make it that he held that he was not Keneged Abraisa. But the Pashtus remains that the Braisa is Keneged Rava, and therefore even though Rava himself will hold of the answer, but the Rambam will go like the Pashtus of the Braisa, that any situation of Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam is possible, and that's why the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Basra. If you want to look more into this Indian, you could look at the Likute Halachas earlier on Daf Zayin in the Zevach Toida Dibur Hamaschel V'chein Hilchasa, and Rav Yisr Zalman in the Evan Ha'azel over there in Hilchas Psulei HaMuktashim Perek Tezvav Halacha Gimel Ayin Sham. The Gemara on the bottom of Tes Amid Beis and on the main part of Yud Amid Aleph discusses the Indian of Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida. In the case of Shachta Lishma, Lizra Igdama Shaloi Lishma, the person did the Shchita Lishma, but Pishash Shchita, he had in mind that the Zrika would be Shaloi Lishma. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's Psula because Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida, V'yalfinon Mimachshev is Pigul, and Reish Lakish says that Ikshera, because Ein Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida, and we don't learn out from Machshev is Pigul. In the din of Rabbi Yochanan, that Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida, the Mikdash David, in the part of the Sefer called the Kuntris, Simen Dalet, Ois Gimel, Klerz HaKira, V'yesh L'achkar L'Rab Yechanan, is the psul because it's considered like a Shechita Shaloi Lishma, Just like a shchita shaloi lishma by a chatos pasels, so the same thing, a shchita amanas lizrek dama shaloi lishma has the din of a shchita shaloi lishma, and that's the psul in the shchita. Or really it's a shchita lishma, because he had in mind shachta lishma. But since he had in mind amanas lizrek dama shaloi lishma, it's as if there was a zrika shaloi lishma. The psul is in the zrika. Even though at the time of the Zvika you didn't have in mind a machsheves shaloi lishma, but already from the shchita you had in mind amanas lizrek shaloi lishma, and therefore that is koivea psul in the shchita in the Zvika, that it's ki'ilu it's zaruk shaloi lishma. This is the chakira of the Mikdash David, and he brings that the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashim Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud. The Rambam, of course, paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, as we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Reish Lakish. But the hesber of the Rambam is lefisha mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida v'zois hamachshava shechashav b'shas hashchita ke'ilu chashava b'shas zrika. This machshava that he thought at the time of shchita, which was amanas lizrek dama shaloi lishma, is ke'ilu chashava b'shas zrika. Zok the Mikdash David, it's masha from the Rambam to hapsul hu b'zrika v'loi b'shchita. That the psul is in the zrika. To have ki'ilu chashava b'sha zrika. What does the Rambam mean when he says that it's ki'ilu you thought it b'sha zrika? It's mashma that he's saying that it's not a psul in the shchita, but that machshava that you had at the time of the shchita, it's as if you had it at the time of the zrika, and therefore it's considered a zrika psula. And the Keren Oira on the bottom of Tesamid Beis and the Sfasemes on Dafyur Amid Aleph both say this way as well, that in the Lashon HaRambam it's mavur that the psul is in the zrika and not in the shchita. Both the Keren Oira and the Sfasemes are Ma'orer, that the Pashtus HaSugya is not that way. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, he's Yalfinon Mimachsheves Pigul. He learns the concept out from Pigul. By Pigul, if someone shechts it, Almanas, to do a Zrika, or a Haktaras Emurim, or an Achilas Adam, Chutz Lizmanoi, it's not a Psul in the later thing, in the Zrika, or in the Haktaras Emurim, or in the Achila. There's no such musig as a psul because of the achila. The idea is that the shchita with this machshava of chutz lizmanoi is a psul, is a pasul of shchita. It's a shchita with a machshava apiselas. So if that's the geder hadvarim by pigul, when a person shechts with machsheves pigul, it's a psul in the shchita. So if Rabbi Yochanan learns from there the concept of machashen me'avoida la'avoida, the pashtus is that this is also a psul in the shchita. As a matter of fact, Reb Chaim in Sefer in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Beis Halacha Vav proves from Toisvis in Psachim Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph that Toisvis holds that the psul is machmas chisaren ba'avoidas hashchita, that it's a psul in the shchita, not like it was mashma in the Rambam. And the Chavetz Chaim in the Likutei Halachas over there in Psachim Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis and the Stipler by us in the Kehilas Yaakov Simen Ches both say like Reb Chaim as well, that we see from Toisus in Psachim, like the Pashtos HaSugya, that the Psul is B'Shas Shchita. But the Achreinim say that in the Rambam, it's Mashma, not like the Pashtos of our Sugya, that the Psul is in the Zrika. And the question is how it stems with our Sugya. For Rabbi Yochanan, is Yalfinon Mimachsheves Pigul, how can we say that the Geder is so different than Pigul? So the Keren Oira and the Mikdash David say that the true Makar for the Rambam is not from our Gemara, rather from the Gemara Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Psachim Perek Hei Halacha Beis says that there are two opinions to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Ila explains that the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is Mishum Diyalef Mipigal, that he learns out from Pigal, just like it says in our Bavli. However, Rabbi Mana B'Shem Rabbi Yudon says that the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is that just like a machshava shaloi lishma pasels bizrika, therefore mechashev hu ma'avoida acheres la. You could be mechashev in a different avoida towards that zrika. Just like the machshava can pasel in zrika itself, it could pasel in a different machshava if you are a choshev klapei hazrika. Zogin the Achrayinim, that according to Rabbi Yudon's Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan, it's not because he's learning it out from Pigal, but rather he's saying a Svara Ba'alma, that if a Machshava at the time of the Zrika Kapasal, so a Machshava earlier in the Hakrava, Klape HaZrika, that you're thinking that the Zrika will be Shaloi Lishma, is a good Machshava HaPoiselas, because Mechashar may avoid el avoida. Therefore, the Rambam Paskins, like the second opinion over there, Rabbi Mona B'Shem Rabbi Yudon, and not like the Bavli, and Mimela, the Rambam Paskins, that it's Ki'ilu Chashava B'Shas Zrika, which is Kimat the Nusach of the Yerushalmi there, in the name of that second opinion. We've already mentioned a number of times the Raivin and Hilchas Kriyishma, Paragimel Halacha Vav, and other Gedolei Achroinim, the Ma'arik and the Vilna Gaon, say that the derech of the Rambam is to go after the Yerushalmi, even if it sometimes contradicts the Bavli. And over here would be another example that the Bavli is Mavur, that Rabbi Yochanan's reason is that it's Yalef Mipigal. And that's why Taisis in Psachim Daf Samach Alef Amid Beis assumes that the gather of the psul is that it's a psul in the shechita, similar to pigel. But the Rambam that says that the psul is because it's ki'ilu chashava b'shas zrika is going like the shita of the Yerushalmi, that the psul is because if the machshava b'shas zrika passels, then a machshava in a different avoida klapei the zrika, that would passel as well. The Karen Oiro over here says that there could be a nafkamina between the two shitas, the shita of the Tosfos and the shita of the Rambam. And that is in a case where a person was shachta lishma, amanas lekabel dama shaloi lishma. Not amanas to do a zrika shaloi lishma, amanas to do the kabbalah shaloi lishma. What would be the halacha in such a case? Tosis Payos, Dibur Hamaschel Mechashvin, says that in such a case, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that it's kshera. Doha mi pigul yalifla. Because he learns it out from Pigel. Pigel is only if you're choshev klapei hazrika, or klapei haktara seimurim, or klapei achilas adam, because the klal of Pigel is that you're choshev b'shas avoida, that you're gonna do an achila chutz lezmanoi, achilas adam, or achilas mizbeach. So that is a zrika, a haktara seimurim, and achilas adam. But Kabbalah is not together achilas mizbeach, and surely not achilas adam. And therefore, if a person has in mind that he's going to be doing a kabbalah chutz lizmanoi, that's not pigul. Memela hu adin by mechashen may avoida la avoida in the psul of shaloi lishma. Since after all, it is learned out from pigul zok toisvis. That's not going to be a machsheves a mechashen may avoida la avoida. That's not going to be possible according to Rabbi Yochanan. However, says the Karen Oiro, according to the lamdas of the Rambam says it's not learned out from pigul bichlal. And therefore, when a person makes a shchita lishma, al manas lekabel dama shaloi lishma, one could say the same svar of the Rambam, that it's as if he did the kabbalah shaloi lishma. This machshava is ki'ilu chashava b'shas ha-kabbalah. There's no reason to say it dafka by zrika and not by kabbalah. If in an earlier stage in the avoida one has a machshava that al manas lekabel dama shaloi lishma, so it's as if he had that machshava at the time of Kabbalah, because mechashel avoid la'avoida. Therefore, says the Karen Oira, this would be a nafkamina la'halacha between the two tzadim of the Mikdash David. That if you hold like the first tzad that it's a psul in the shechita, that shita's toisvis, so amanas l'kabel dama won't be possul, because if the reason that it's a psul in the shechita is because it's learned out from pigul, so then that's only going to be similar to pigul, but not shoychet amanas l'kabel dama shaloi lishma. Whereas if you hold like the Rambam that it's a svara that it's ki'ilu chashava b'shasa, then it will be possible even when a person is shaychet amanas lekabel dama shaloi lishma, because it would still be the same hezber that this machshava is ki'ilu chashava b'shas hakabbalah. Now, legabi this that Tosfos says that we just mentioned, that Tosfos holds that it's pashut that by pigul, if someone shechts it amanas lekabel dama chutz lizmano, that's not considered pigul. Tosfos says the same thing on Dav Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil Uma, that pigul is only if you're choshev klapei hazrika, or the haktara seimurim, or the achilas adam, but not if someone is shoychet amanas lekabel dama chutz lizmano. And the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayis in the second perek in Ois Yud Zayin, he's medayik this way from the lashon of the Mishnah later on Adav Chav Zayin Amibayz, that the Mishnah talking about pigul says lizrek damoy lamachar lahakdir emurav lamachar oylecho besaray lamachar. The Mishnah just brings those three examples of zrika, haktara seimurim, and achilas basar, and it doesn't say anything about the kabbalah amanas lekabel damoy lamachar, and therefore the Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the pashtus is that that's where Tosfos got it from, that there is no machsheves pigul, machsheves almanas lekabel dama chutz lizmano is not going to passel with a machsheves pigul. However, the truth is that it's a big machloikas harishayim. The Baal Hamor in Chulin daf lamit tesam et aleph, it's on daf chesam et aleph in the daf harif, and the Ramban over there, and the Rashba, and the Ran, all four of these rishayim say that if someone thinks a machshev is pigul at the time of shechita, amanas lekabel damoi chutz lizmanoi, or amanas lehoylich chutz lizmanoi, to do a haylocha chutz lizmanoi, oi amanas lizrek damoi, oi lahakter emurim, that is all machshev is pigul. In other words, even though it was pasha to Tosfos that there's no machsheves pigel amanas to do a kabbalah or a hilacha chutz lizmanoi, the Baal Hamor, the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran all say that there is a machsheves pigel in such a case. In the Hagoyser of Ravisa Zalman Meltzer on the Ramban, he's matmiya on this Ramban and says, how could it be that shoychir amanas lakabel chutz lizmanoi is pigel? The Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis seems to say clearly that in such a case there's no pigel. And therefore, the Rav Issa Zalman suggests that maybe it's a Toa Sofer in the Ramban, maybe the Ramban never said it, and the Ikar Ha'ara we have already in the Prima Gadim Sefer in Chulin, called the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef in Chulin on Daf Lamed Tes says this Ha'ara that the Rishayna Malachayra against the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. However, once we see that it's not just the Ramban, it's a Rashba and the Ran and the Baal Hamor, the Pashtus is that it's not a Toa Sofer, and the Lagabi, the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel Amir Tzashem, when we get there, will explain that there's a new Mahalach in that Gemara, that the Ravid in Torah's Koyanim in Parshas Vayikra says to explain that Gemara, and if those Rishonim learn like the Ravid, then that Gemara is not Soiser, their Yisoid, so we'll have to see that when we get there, Emir Tzashem. But it looks like a machloikas harishayim over here by shoychet amanas lekabel chutz lizmanoi, whether that's included in the din of pigel. What could be the oimek hamachloikas, the svaras hamachloikas between Tosfos and these other Rishonim? So I think that this really has to do with the fundamental shaila of what is the yesoid hapsul when someone shechts amanas lizroik damoi chutz lizmanoi. There's a piece in the Chidushe Hagriz, later on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, and in Menachos Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, where he brings from his father Reb Chaim, and we can find it in the Chidushe Hagrach Al Hashaz, later on Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, where he establishes the Yesoid that when someone shechts Amanaz Lizrek Damoy Lamachar, Amanaz Lizrek Damoy Chutz Lizmanoy, the reason that it's Pigul is not because he had a Machshava Klapei Achilas Mizbeach, because the Zrika is like an Achilas Mizbeach. No, the reason is because he is choshev klapei avoidas azrika. That this machshava klapei avoidas azrika, that is what makes pigul. We know that pigul, if you have a machshava klapei achilas adam, that you're going to eat the basar chutz lizmanoi, that's surely pigul. The haktara semurim is a geder of achilas mizbeach. So achilas mizbeach and achilas adam, that is pigul. But there's another din of pigul that the Mishnah says that we just mentioned before, on Daf Chav Zayin, that if a person is shoychet amanas lizrek damoy lemachar, that is not because it's an achila of any sort. It's surely not an achilas adam, and it's even not an achilas mizbeach. It's just because you're choshev klapei avoidas azrika. That's what makes pigul. Rashi over here in our sugya, Dibur HaMaschil Ein Mechashvin, says clearly not like this Reb Chaim. Rashi says that the pigul is when you're choshev b'shas avoida, Zrika is an achilas mizbeach, and the gather of the psul pigul when someone has a machshava klapei hazrika is because he's being choshev klapei achilas mizbeach. And Rashi says that that's the pshat of Reish Lakish. Why Reish Lakish says you can't learn out from pigul, because by pigul it's only when you're choshev klapei achilas mizbeach. It's memela by machshava shaloi lishma, where it's nothing to do with achilas mizbeach. Memela, you can't learn out from pigul. It's a totally different concept. And therefore, if you're choshev from one avoida to another avoida, that's not going to be possible according to Reish Lakish. However, some want to say that Rashi is just saying that b'das Reish Lakish, but b'das Rabbi Yochanan that does learn out from pigul, so then Rashi could agree to Reb Chaim that the yisoid of pigul by choshev lemachsheves zrika is that you're choshev klapi the avoida zrika, not because of the achilas mizbeach shaboy, and that's gufo why Rabbi Yochanan held you could compare mechashvin me avoida la avoida of shaloi lishma to pigul. However, it's not so glad to say that in Rashi, because Rashi here in our sugya on Dav Yura Mid Aleph, Dibur Hamaschel Hareini Shoychet Chutz Lizmanoi, says, De'ein Zman Ela Ba'achilas Odom U'mizbeach. Dezehu Pigul. The din of Pigul is only Lagabi Achilas Odom U'mizbeach. According to the Tzayin Kotchim, the Girs in Rashi is, De'ein Machsheves Hazman Poiseles Ela Ba'achilas Odom U'mizbeach. So Rashi says clearly that the Machsheves Hazman only passes Ba'achilas Odom or Achilas Mizbeach. And similarly in the Rashi right after that, Dibur Hamaschel Hareini Shoychet Chutzlim Koimoy, that the Bachilas Adam Oy Mizbeach Tolerachmano, the Chsiv V'im Hei Ochel Yei Ochel. Both those Rashis are going on the Manda Omer, on the Manda Omer that's coming l'siyuei l'Rabbi Yochanan, to help Rabbi Yochanan, either on the words of Rabbi Yirmiya or Rava Bara Ahiloi. Look there in the Cheshbon, Gemara with the Rashi. Ba'al Kolpanim, Rashi's not going only in Reish Lakish. Rashi's going in Rabbi Yochanan. It's mavur that Rashi held, even Badas Rabbi Yochanan, that Yesoid remains true, that the din of Pigul, when Yechoshev klapei Zrika, is because Yechoshev klapei Achilas Mizbeach. And that's the way it seems from Rashi later on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Hamaschil Loi Kasha. Rashi says that if you shecht Amanas Lizrik Dam Lamacher, it's Pigul, Tahainu Achilas Mizbeach. And it would be a big doichik to say that that's Tam Rashi later on Daf Yud Gimel is going specifically like Reish Lakish, that we don't paskin like, and not like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Pashtus is from Rashi that Shechet Amanas Lizrik Dam Lamacher is because Zrika is also a type of Achilas Mizbeach. Memele, you could say that this is the shayrish of the machloikas rishonim. Toisis by us and toisis later on daf yudalit that assume that pigul is only when you're choshev lizrik lamachar, but not lekabel damoy lamachar. That would be understood based on shitas Rashi that the only way you could have a pigul is if you're choshev klapi and achila, achilas adam for sure, and achtara semurim and zrika because they are achilas mizbeach. Memele, if you're shaychen amanas lekabel and lohaylech chutz lezmanoy, that has no shaychus to pigul. Kabbalah and haylocha are avoidus in the middle of the Hakravas HaKarban before you even get to the Mizbeach. And therefore they're not considered Achilas Mizbeach. Memela, there is no psul of Machsheves Pigul in such a case. However, the Balamor and the Ramban, the Rashba and the Ran, they seem to hold, like the Yesod of Reb Chaim, that the Machshava of Chsheichet Amanas Lizrek Damid Lamachar is because you thought of the Chutz Lizmanoy Klapei Avoidas Hazrika. Memela, they held that you could learn out the other Avoidas just as well, that if a person is choshev klapei machsheves, klapei avoidas kabbalah or avoidas haylacha, that will also be a din of pigul. It's lav davka lagabe achilas mizbeach. The Prima Godim in Yeridea Simin Dalid, in the Mishpat Zaysov Sifkatan Aleph, brings that Shitas HaRishonim, he brings it in the name of the Rashba and the Ran in Chulin, that there's a din of Pigul, even when you're Choshev Klapi Kabbalah Vahilacha, and he says it can't be, because Kabbalah Vahilacha are not Achilas Mizbeach, and the Yisayt of Pigul is only Achilas Mizbeach. However, the way we're explaining these Rishonim based on Rechayim, so it's Takanat Shver, they don't hold of this Yisoy that Pigul is only Lagabi Achilas Mizbeach. The Pigul Klapei Avoida Zrika is because you're thinking Klapei Avoida Zrika, not because of the Achilas Mizbeach. And Memela, Hu Adin Lagabi Avoidas Kabbalah and Avoidas Haylacha. If you think Klapei those Avoidas that you're going to do at Chutz Lizmanoy, that would be included in the Psul. However, we have to clarify a little bit more, because the Pashtus is that there's a Gemara, like Rashi, and like we're saying, Tosfos holds, and that's the Gemara later on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Chof Ches Amud Beis that brings the Braisa that learns out from the pasuk in Parashat Tzav Ve'im Hei Ochel Yei Ochel, that the Torah mentions two lashonos of Achila. So the Braisa says B'shtei Achilos Hakosav Medaber Achas Achilas Adam Va'achas Achilas Mizbeach. That is the pasuk of Pigul. The Braisa later on Chof Tesam at Aleph says that that pasuk is the pasuk of Pigul. Ve'im Hei Ochel Yei Ochel does not mean that a person is eating b'yoyim ha'shlishi. It means that he's mechashev lechol zivchoy b'yoyim ha'shlishi. So that pasuk is the pasuk of Pigul, and it says clearly that the yesoid hadavar of Pigul is im hei ochel yei ochel, which means shtei achilois. And that's where Rashi gets it from. Rashi on daf yud gimel amid beiz, dibur amaschil ha, says klolo de milsa, the klal of Pigul is, bo'inan machshava b'shas avoida, al davar shehu achilas adam oyla mizbeach. And Rashi gets it from that often a braisa. So what's the pshat if we want to say in all these Rishonim that they hold like Reb Chaim that the psul by choshev amanas lizrek dami lamacher is because you were choshev klapei avoidas azrika? L'chayra, it's pashat from the Gemara that the yisoid hadin pigul is because you're choshev klapei the achilas mizbeach. However, for this we would use the explanation of the stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov in Semichof Aleph, and the stipler says that l'chayra it's very hard to understand that zrika is an achilas mizbeach. Bishlama haktara seimurim, you're burning fats on the mizbeach. The pasuk in Parashas Tzav says in Perek Vav pasuk Gimel asher toichal ho'eish asa'oila al hamizbeach. That's called when the fire consumes the fats that are on the mizbeach. That's called an achila asher toichal ho'eish. But by zrikas hadam, we never find in the Torah the lashon of achila, and it's taka not an achila. The zrika is thrown, the dam is thrown towards the mizbeach, and it goes onto the side of mizbeach. It's not burnt on and consumed on the mizbeach bechlal. Rather, it drips down the side of the mizbeach, And then it goes from there into an amo, into a stream that's in the Azara. And from there it flows out to the Nachal Kidron. That's a Mefurisha Mishnah in Midos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, which is brought down in Yuma, Daf Nun Chesam, in Beis as well. So the dam doesn't really get consumed by the Mizbeach. How could that be considered Achilas Mizbeach? Zokta Stipler, this that the Gemara and Rashi say that Zrika's Achilas Mizbeach is because anything that's Niskabel Legavoya, anything that's accepted by Hashem, through the Zrika on the Mizbeach, that is called that it's an Achilas Mizbeach. It doesn't have to be that B'mitzias the Mizbeach will consume it, or the Eish on the Mizbeach will consume it, but the fact that you've now finished the Hakrov of it, for the blood, for example, you threw it on the Mizbeach, and with that Hashem says that there's a kapara, because the dam is niskabel legavoya, that gufa, through the kiyum of the avoidas hazrika, that is gufa, an achilas mizbeach. And the stipler says that therefore it makes sense what we learn in the Rambam, in Hilchos Psulei Hamuktashim, Perek Yudalid, Halocha Yud, that when it comes to the shear of Machsheves Pigul, so Lagabi Achilas Adam and Haktaras Emurim, the Rambam says, the shear is a Kazayas, like it says in the Mishnah later on Dafchov Tesamid Beis. But Lagabi the Zrikas Adam, he doesn't say that you need a Kazayas or a Revias, the shear is Bikdei Hazoya, whatever the shear was in the Zrika. Zokta Stipler, because the pshat is the kol teiras achila shebizrika hu mishum dineskabe legavoya l'shem avoidas hakrava. The teiras achila, this that it's considered an achila, achilas mizbeach by the zrika, is only because it's neskabe legavoya hu mishum hachi shiurei b'chtei hazoya. If that's the shear of the hazoya, that's the shear of the avoidas hazrika. Memela, with that shear, it's neskabe legavoya. Memela, we could say like this, that the avada, the zrika, is an achilas mizbeach. But why is it an achilas mizbeach? Because there was an avoidas hazrika that was niskayim. When it's niskayim, that is considered an achilas mizbeach. So these we shine him hold that true avad im hey ochel ye ochel. The aside of pigul is that it's an achilas mizbeach. But why is it considered an achilas mizbeach by zrika? In the mitzias there is no achilas mizbeach. It's only because it was niskayim avoidas hazrika. So there we could learn out to other avoidas as well. If there's a din of pigul when it's la avoidas hazrika, so the same thing if you think klapei avoidas kabbalah and avoidas halacha. Even though over there it's not going to render those avoidas and achilas mizbeach, the kabbalah and halacha, the dam is not accepted yet legavoya, it's still mechuser zrika, but still once the avoidas hazrika is what makes it considered an achilas mizbeach, so the same thing you could learn out to the other avoidas kabbalah and avoidas halacha. Whereas Rashi and Tosfos hold that even though the achilas mizbeach of zrika is ba'asher hu niskayma avoidas hazrika, lemaisa at the end of the day that blibes an achila, that's an achilas mizbeach. Memela, you could only say pigul by something that is rendered at the end an achilas mizbeach and not by Kabbalah and Halacha. So on one hand, yes, we're learning this Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos, against the other Rishonim, the Baal HaMor, the Ramban, the Rashba and the Ran, that they're arguing be a side of the Shechita, L'shem Zrika. Is that because of the Achilas Mizbeach, or is it because of the Avodas HaZrika? However, originally we just said Pashut, that Rashi and Tosfos learn that it has to do with Achilas Mizbeach, and the other Rishonim learn that it has to do with Avodas Hazrika. Memela, they compared it to Avodas Kabbalah. But now we're fine-tuning that. Everybody holds that at the end of the day, by the zrika, it's an achilas mizbeach. Kach mefurish in the brisa, v'im heyachel yeyachel, b'shtei achilas hakasa medaber. And everybody holds that the only way a zrika could be considered an achilas mizbeach is because there's an avoidas hazrika. If not for that, if there wasn't an avoidas hazrika that makes it niskabel legavoya, this would not be considered an achilas mizbeach. Now the machlokes we shine them is, how do we perceive this lagabi comparing Kabbalah and Halacha to the zrika? Rashi and Tosfos hold that since at the end of the day the zrika is rendered an achilas mizbeach because it's niskabel legavoya, so yesh lechalik between zrika and the other avoidas. The other avoidas that are not achilas mizbeach, then pigul has no shaychus to that. If a person is choishev b'shas shechita amanas lekabel or lohoylich lemacher, that's not machsheves pigul, because you're not choishev klapi something that is an achilas mizbeach. Whereas the other rishonim say no. Once we see by zrika that it's only considered an achilas mizbeach because it was niskayma avoidas hazrika, therefore you could compare the other avoidas hadam to the avoidas hazrika, and therefore they hold that if you shechted amanas lekabel damay lemacher or lohoylich damay lemacher, that also is going to be considered the psul of machsheves pigul. The Gemara says that Rav Ashi says that the source of Rav Yochanan, that Mechashen Me Avoida La Avoida, is a Kal V'Chomer from Shinui Bailim. By Shinui Bailim, if someone says, Hareini Shoichet L'Shem Ploini, it doesn't passel. But if he says, Hareini Shoichet Amanas Lizroik Domoi L'Shem Ploini, then it is passel. So by Shinui Kodesh, where if he says, Hareini Shoichet Shaloi L'Shma, it's passel, surely if he says, Hareini Shoichet Amanas Lizroik Domoi Shaloi L'Shma, it should be passel. The fact that the source of the din of Mechashem Me'avoida La'avoida is from the Kal V'Chomer of Shinui Bailim is relevant to the suffix of the Sfas Emes here in the Sugya. The Sfas Emes declares, this psul of Rabbi Yochanan of Mechashem Me'avoida La'avoida, is that specifically by Chatos and Pesach, where Machshava Shaloi L'Shma makes the carbon pasul mamish, or is it even by Oila and Shlomim, where the din of the Machshava of Shaloi L'Shma makes it that it's kosher v'loi alu l'bailim m'shem chayva? Is it also loy alu l'bailim l'shem chayva when a person shechts a carbon shlamim amanas lizroik damoi l'shaloi l'shma? So the Sfas Emes is mesupik about this, but he says that if the source is from Shinui Bailim, as Rav Ashi says, l'chayra, it should apply to the other karbonas as well. The din of Shinui Bailim is not only by Chatos and Pesach, where it's pasal mamish. The din is that it's kosher v'loy alu l'bailim l'shem chayva by carbon oila and shlamim. So if that's the case, if the din of Shinui Kodesh by Mechashem Me'avoida La'avoida is learnt out from Shinui Bailim, so then that should be even by the other karbanos as well. The Sfas Emes is not convinced of this diuk, this raya, and he's mesupik about the etzem halacha. However, the Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachas in our sugya, in the part of his pirish called Toiras HaKodshim, in Ois Tav, says b'pshitus for who adin b'shar karbanos le'inyan deloy alu lebailim l'shem chayva, that the din of mechashen me'avoida la'avoida, it's pashut that it applies to the other karbanos as well. The memory of Rabbi Yochanan was by chatos, but the same halacha legabi loy alu lebailim l'shem chayva would apply by an oila and shlamim as well. And the hesber is based on Rashi on Daf Tes Amid Beis that the yesod of mechashen me'avoida la'avoida is shemachshava me'elas me'avoida la'avoida b'machshava shaloy l'shmoy. That the point is that even if you don't have the machshava during that avoida, you have the machshava during shchita, still that passes if you have amanas lizrik tamas shaloi lishma. If the nekuda of chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that a machshava could work from one avoida to the other avoida, it shouldn't have to do dafka with chatos. Every carbon, according to its din, whether it's pasul mamish or just loyolu lebalim shem chayva, the klal would be the same that mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida. The Marek Kohen on Daf Tes Amid Beis says this as well, that the din of Mechashen Me'avoida La'avoida is by all karbanos, l'gabi Chatos and Pesach, l'inyan Psul, and l'gabi Oila and Shlamim, l'gabi Loyolu L'bayal M'shem Chayva. And he says that one could mistakenly make a diuk in Rashi and Chulin Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph otherwise, because Rashi says on the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, Bechatos Mairi, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a Chatos, to call Shar Zvachim Ksherin Shaloi L'shman, because all other Zvachim are Kosher Shaloi L'shma. Avochatos Shanishchatos Shaloi L'shma Psula, Vechein Pesach Shanishchat Shaloi L'shma. Rashi says clearly that the halacha, the memory of Rabbi Yochanan is said by a Chatos. So the Marek Kohen says one could mistakenly be medayik from Rashi that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan is talking only about Chatos. However, the Marek Kohen says that that's not a valid diuk because the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is shachta lishma lizroik dama shaloi lishma. Rabbi Yochanan amar psula Reish Lakish Amar Kshero. So Rabbi Yochanan is mashma that it's pasul mamish. Why would it be pasul mamish? Zogt Rashi, that's talking about Chatos, where it's pasul. Because by the other karbanos, it's not pasul, it's kosher v'loy olu l'bayil l'shem chayva. So the stam loshen pasul is mashma that we're talking about a karban that makes it pasul. Zogt Rashi b'chatos mairi, says the Marek Kohen, why dafka Chatos, why not Pesach? Because the loshen of Rabbi Yochanan is loshen nekeva. Shachata l'shma. Amanas lizreg doma shaloi lishma. So Chatos is a nekeva. Pesach is a lashon zachar. So the member of Rabbi Yochanan is obviously not talking about Pesach because it's said in lashon nekeva, and it's obviously talking only about a carbon that's pasul mamish. That's what Rashi means b'chatos mairi, because the other shares zachar are kosher. So it doesn't pass to say the lashon pasul. V'chein Pesach shenishchat shaloi lishma would also be pasul, but that's a lashon zachar, so Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about that. But Avada, even though the etzem memory of Rabbi Yochanan was by Chatos, because Rabbi Yochanan was discussing the halachas of Chatos at that point in time, still the halacha would be the same legabi the other karbanos that it's like olu l'bayil l'shem chayva, that would be true by mechashen me'avoida la'avoida as well. the Keren Oira later on Daf Yud Gimel Amir Aleph, on the Mishnah, Dibur HaMaschel HaPesach VaAchatos, says clearly as well that the din of Machshava Me'avoida LaAvoida, Kol HaKotshim Shavin, Bein Lifsol, Bein Shaloi Lalis Labailim. All the kachim have the same halachas, whether it's legabe psul or loyal lebal m'shem chayva, the din is shared that mechashin me'avoida la'avoida. And the Karen Oira's lashon is, k'demuchach le'il yura mer'alef beplukta de Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, as it's muchach from the Gemara legabe the machloikes Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. And it doesn't say clearly where it's muchach. It could be he means the diuk of the Sfas Emes, that Rav Ashi says that the makar is from Shinui Bailim. So if it would be by Shinui Bailim, so then the halacha would be the same even by the other karbanos le'inyan shalai olu l'bayil m'shem chayva. But I think that the Karen Oira could mean an additional thing, because the Gemara says here in our sugya that Rav Ilah came l'siyua l'Reish Lakish, to be Messiah Reish Lakish, and he said that the pasuk shouldn't say the din of lishma, that you need lishma bizrika v'teisi kal v'chaymer b'shchita v'kabala. Why did it say it by zrika? To teach us de'ein mechashen me'avoida la'avoida. And the Gemara says, Maskeflor of Papa, maybe it's teaching us, Mechashvin me'avoida la'avoida? So the Gemara answers, Imkein lishtoi kramine. You wouldn't have to say it, you would know it from the Kal v'chaymer of Rav Ashi. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this makar? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a pircha, you can't learn out zrika from the other avoidas, because the other avoidas are tu'unoi safoin, and yeshnam b'chatois pnimiois. The Gemara says that Reish Lakish holds that that's not a good pircha, because hashta mia b'shlamim kaiminon. And that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether you could say this pircha, if we're talking about shlamim, could you say a pircha that's shayach only by the kodshei kodshim, that it's tu'unoi safoin, the yeshnam. But we see from this whole shakla v'taria that Rav Ilah was Messiah l'Reish Lakish from this pasuk of Zrika by Shlomim, and Rabbi Yochanan just answered that you could ask a pircha al tzchatos. It's mevur that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan was said by Shlomim as well, and on that Reish Lakish holds that fakert we have a makar ein mechashem me'avoid la'avoida, and Rabbi Yochanan responds back. But from this whole shakla v'taria, the Karen Oira saw that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan is not merely by chatos and pesach; it's even by Shlomim. So that's what the Karen Oira L'Chaira means when he says k'demuchach le'il b'plukta de Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, that in the shakla v'taria of the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, we see that the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan was said not only legabe chatas but even legabe the other karbanos. So even though the member of Rabbi Yochanan with the lashon pasul and the lashon akeva was talking about a chatas, as Rashi says in Chulin Daf Lametes, still the likute halachas, the marekayin, and the Karen Oira all assume that the halacha is said as well, the din of mechasha me'avoid la'avoida is said legabi shar karbonis. Legabi the karbonis that shaloi lishma is pasul, so who adin mechasha me'avoid la'avoida will be pasul mamish. And legabi the karbonis that the din is that it's kosher v'loi olu l'bal m'shem choiva, it would be the same thing when one is mechasha me'avoid la'avoida. The Gemara at the turn of the daf discusses the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, that even an osham that's nishchat shaloi lishma is pasul. And the Gemara wants to say initially that Rabbi Eliezer learns it out as a mamotzinu from chatos to asham, just like a chatos is shaloi lishma psula, also asham shaloi lishma is pasul. And it says that Rabbi Yeshua argued on that and said, lo yim amrit b'chatos shekein damo lamala. Is a pircha that by chatos the dam is applied lamala michuta sikra. And the Gemara ends up saying lamaskana that Rabbi Lez's drasha is from a pasuk kachatos ka'asham. But ein echanami, he doesn't learn it out stam as a mamotzinu asham from chatos. This din that Rabbi Yeshua says shekein dama lamala, Rashi brings from a Mishnah in Midos Perak Gimel Mishnah Aleph that there was a chuta sikra, a red line that was chigeres beemtza hamizbeach lahavdil bein damim ha'alyonim ledamim atachtoinim, based on the Gemara later on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph that says that from the fact that the Torah was makbid that there should be a reshes ad chatzi hamizbeach, we see that the Torah nitna mechitza lahavdil bein damim ha'alyonim ledamim atachtoinim, and the rule is that the Chatas Pehema and the Oilas Ha'oif, the blood is applied Lamala Mechot HaSikra, and the other Zvachim that it doesn't say that it has to be Lamala Mechot HaSikra, those automatically are put Lamata Mechot HaSikra, because there is after all a Mechitza L'damim. The red line is not just a simen that differentiates between the lamala and lamata, but it's a din mechitza ledamim, that it's a separation, that it's not possible that a carbon should have a din, that its blood could be applied either lamala or lamata. It has to be one of the two, and that's a din of mechitza ledamim. We find that nusach in the Mishnah later on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph as well, that it says umechitza ledamim, and Rashi says there that it's referring to the chut hasikra, that's mavdil bein damim ha'al yoinim ledamim ha'tachtoinim al kapanim. If the Torah says that you have to apply the blood on the Mizbeach, and it doesn't say that the blood is lamala, it's al hakronois, so that automatically makes it that the din of matan damim is lamato. By chatos behema, it says the word kronois. And oilas ha'oif, the Gemara later on, Daf Samachay, learns it out from chatos behema, with the drasha, that the matan damim is lamala. But every other carbon, if it says Mizbeach, and it doesn't say lamala, then al karchuch, the din is that its blood is applied lamato. Rashi later on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis says that the reason why by Oilas Behema the blood is Lamata, the Makar is Kedamrinam Beperakama Tichsiv Bechatos Behema Hamachate Oisa. It says by the Chatos Behema whose dam is Lamala Hamachate Oisa, and we dash in Oisa Dama Lamala Ve'en Acheres Dama Lamala, and therefore the Oilas Behema its dam will be Lamata. The Brisker Rav in the Chidushi Hagriz here on Amud Beis says that it's not Shver that Rashi on Daf Samach Dalet says a drasha of Hamachate Oisa, and here Rashi says that it's just because any carbon that it doesn't say that the blood is Nizrak Lamala, it automatically is applied Lamata. That's because Rashi over here was going in the Havamina of the Sugya. But at the end of the Sugya, the Gemara does bring that drasha that Rashi later is Mitzayin, the drasha of Hamachate Oisa, Oisa Dama Lamala Ve'ina Acheres Dama Lamala, and therefore Rashi holds that Lamaskana, the source, is from the word Oisa. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis later on, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis says that the reason that Oilas Behema is Dama Lamata is because it says by the psukim of the Shvicha Shirayim of Chatois, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, it says, El Yesoid Mizbach HaOila. So if it says the word Yesoid together with the word Oila, El Yesoid Mizbach HaOila, it's Mevur Sheha Oila Miyucheses Li Yesoid, that the Oila is connected to the Yesoid, Vaha Yesoid Betachtes HaMizbeach. The Yesoid, that was, as we know, is the very bottom of the Mizbeach. So therefore, from that pasuk al yisoid mizbach ha'oila, we darshin that the matan damim of the oila is lamata from the chut hasikra. But l'chayra it's shver. Why did the Rambam make up his own drasha al yisoid mizbach ha'oila? Why didn't he say like Rashi on Daf Samach Dalet that says that it's from the drasha of Hamachate Oisa? That's the drasha that Rashi gets from the maskana of our Gemara. Why did the Rambam choose a new drasha? So I saw in the Sefer Yad Binyamin that's written by Rav Binyamin Eliashiv Shlita, the son of Rav Eliashiv Zatzal, he says that it could be the Rambam holds that the drasha that's said here on Amud Beis does not apply to Oilas Behema, because the drasha, after all, in our Gemara was said Lagabe Asham, that it says by Chatos Hamachate Oisa, Oisa Dama Lamala, as opposed to an Asham. The Gemara brings in this drasha only by an Asham. Rashi on Daf Samach Dalet assumes that if it says Ve'en Acheres Dama Lamala, so it's comes to teach us even an Oilas Behema. But it could be the Rambam held that from that alone you can't learn out Oilas Behema, because we know that an Oilas Ha'oif is Dama Lamala Michut HaSikra. So maybe one would compare the Oilas Behema to Oilas Ha'oif. Therefore, we need a direct drasha by Oila. It's not enough to say Chatos Dama Lamala as opposed to others. That would be good by Asham, where we wouldn't have a reason to say otherwise. But by Oila, where we might say that maybe it should be Dama Lamala, similar to its counterpart, to Oilas Ha'oif, therefore the Rambam holds you need a direct drasha Lagabe Oilas Behema to teach us that it's El Yesoid Mizbach Ha'oif, and the Yesoid is Betachtes HaMizbeach, therefore the Oilas Behema is Dama Lamato. That's the suggestion of the Yad Binyamin Bedas HaRambam. Avada from Rashi, we see not like that. We see from Rashi and Daf Samach Dal that the drasha can be applied even to teach us the halacha of Oilas Behema. But the Rambam, who says his own drasha, it could be that the Rambam held that the drasha over here did not suffice Lagabi Oila. If you look at the Pirush of the Rosh in the beginning of Masechta Kinim, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Rosh also says the halacha that the Oilas Behema is Dama Lamata, and he says, because it says, El Yesoid Mizbach HaOila, Alma de dama oila lamata, but makam sheyesh yisoid, mamish the drasha that the Rambam says later in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rosh says as well, and the Rosh adds, va'amrina nami beperakama de zvachim, hakoyen hamachatei oisa, oisa dama lamala, v'ein dama shel acher lamala. Then he goes along and brings our drasha that says here in the Gemara in Amid Beis, like Rashi says on Samach Dalet. So you see from the Rosh that the Rosh brings both drushas. So it could be that the Rosh held that even though our Gemara brings a general drusha, but he also wanted to bring a specific drusha that we find by Oila, El Yisoid Mizbach Oila. If that's the case, Hashta the Asas Lahachi, we could say that in the Rambam as well. That of course the Rambam knows that you have this drusha of our Gemara that teaches us in general that any other carbon other than Chatos, the Dhamma is Lamata. The ain dama shel acher lamala, that can include not only asham, it can include oilas behema, but the Rambam chose to say that other drasha of el yisoid mizbach ha'oila, because that's a direct drasha legabi the din of carbon oilas behema to teach us that the oilas behema is dama lamato. Lagabi the etzem vart of the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Rosh in Kinim that he says that there's a drasha of El Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oila to teach us that the blood is applied Lamata Michut HaSikra by an Oilas Behema. The Briskerov here in the Chidushei Hagri is on Amid Beis and later on Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph as well. And also in his Sefer Al Rambam Chidushei Mar and Riz HaLevi and Hilchas Maisa HaKarbonis on page 72, the Briskerov has an Arichus to explain this Rambam, and he says that the Rambam doesn't just mean that because it says Al Yisoid Mizbach Ha'Oila, and the Yisoid is on the bottom of the Mizbeach, so that teaches us that the application of the blood of the Oilas Behema is Lamata. The Rambam means to teach us that the entire lower part of the Mizbeach is considered Makom Yisoid, is considered the place of the Yisoid. The Gemara uses the expression later on Daf Nun Gimel that the upper half of the Mizbeach is Makom Kronos, is Rishus Kronos. So you could say that the bottom half of the Mizbeach is called the Makom Yisoid, even though the Yisoid is only the very bottom, the foundation of the Mizbeach, that Yisoid which is an Amahai, but the whole bottom of the half of the Mizbeach could have a shame Yisoid, and the Briskerov is very myrich there to explain that whenever there's a din that it has to be applied keneged ha-Yisoid, that is only negeya by karbonos, that the din is to apply the blood lamata michut ha-sikra, because if it's supposed to be applied lamala michut ha-sikra, there's no such din as keneged ha-Yisoid, just the fact that there is a Yisoid way down on the floor underneath that makam, that's not called the din of keneged ha-Yisoid. The din of keneged Yisoid is specifically by the karbonos, that its dam is to be nitan lamata michut ha-sikra, and that is because the point of keneged ha-yisoid is not just that there exists a yisoid underneath it, but that that entire makim gets a chalois din yisoid, that is considered a makam yisoid. The Briskerov's Vart is a big chiddush, and he uses it to explain a number of things. Ayin Shom in the shtickle of the Briskerov, but Apiderech HaPshat in the Rambam, it could be it's not muchach to say this Vart of the Briskerov. The Rambam is just saying that since the Yisoid is in the Tachtes HaMizbeach, and the Pasuk says, El Yisoid Mizbach HaOyla, it teaches us that the Matan Damim of the Oyla is in the same part of the Mizbeach that there is a Yisoid, which means Lamata from the Chut HaSikra. And the Lashon HaRosh that we just mentioned in Kinim is a shtickle mashma like that. The Rambam, the Rosh brings the same drash as the Rambam, and he fears ois, Alma de dam oila lamata, b'makim sheyesh yisoid. You see that the dam oila is lamata, the same place where there is a yisoid. He doesn't say that the whole bottom of the Mizbeach gets a chalois din yisoid. He just says that the bottom of the Mizbeach is in the makom that b'metzius there is a yisoid underneath it. But either way, whether you explain the Rambam like the Briskerov, or just simply that b'makom, the chatzi of the bottom half of the Mizbeach is the same makom that there is a yisoid, either way, the Rambam's drasha and the Rosh's drasha is a new drasha that we don't find in this Gemara, and specifically by Oila, they say in addition to the general drasha that we have in the Gemara Hamachate Oisa, that teaches us that all other karbanos of a behema, besides the Chatas behema, is Dama Lamata, there's also a specific drasha by the Oilas behema from the Pasuk El Yisoid Mizbach Oila to teach us that the Matan Damim of the Oilas behema is Lamata B'makom Sheyesh Yisoid. We'll end with one small ha'ara from the Briskerov that the Gemara says on Amid Beis that if you would like to learn out from a Tzad Hashava of Oilas Behema and Chatos Ha'oif that a carbon asham is Dama Lamata, the Gemara says you could ask a Pircha Mala Tzad Hashava Shebehen Shekein Ein Lohem Kitzva. There's no set minimum amount for an Oilas Behema and a Chatos Ha'oif. Toimar Ba'asham Sheyesh Lo Kitzva. An asham has a kitzvah. There's a minimum amount, and an asham has to be worth at least shtei kasef. And therefore, if it has that chumrah, maybe also it has the chumrah that its dam has to be applied l'mala michut hasikra. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says this pircha legabi a different limud. The Gemara is discussing there about learning from an oilas behema and a minchas choite, the halacha that if the dam of the asham is brought bifnim in the heichal, it's not pasul. It doesn't passel the carbon. And the Gemara says, no, there's a pircha that the asham is yesh lo kitzvah, the minimum of shtei kesef. And therefore, if it's yesh lo kitzvah, maybe it'll have the chumra that the dam is nifsal im nichnas, that the carbon is nifsal if nichnas damoy lifnim. So the Brisker Rav is ma'ayir, and he shtels the ha'ara on daf yud aleph, but it really applies to our Gemara as well, is that we see here a yesoid in the din of the kitzvah, that set minimum price that an asham has. But pashtus, one could understand that it's a din in the choivas ha'bailim. We want the bailim not only to be chayav a carbon, but also to spend a certain amount of money. That's part of the chumrah of doing such an avera that requires an asham, and therefore we say that the minimum shear that he has to spend on the carbon is shtei kasa. But the Brisker Rav says, you see from this Gemara that it's not merely a din in the Choivas HaBailim. Adrabba, we see that it's a din b'hachefza shel ha'asham. In the chefza of the asham, there's a din liyois bedamav kasef shkalim. There has to be at least worth shtei kasef. Because we see over here that it's considered a chumra in the carbon. If it was only a din that the choivas ha'bailim, besides bringing a carbon, we want it to be mechayiv the bailim money, to spend a certain amount of money on his carbon, so then that wouldn't be a reason to make the carbon asham chamur legabi other dinim, to make matan damoy lamala, or to make it that it's pasul amnichnas damoy lefnim. It's mashma that we see from this yesoid of kitzvah, of yeshlam kitzvah, that there's a certain chumra in the chafza of the asham, in the dinim of the carbon asham. It's a Maila in the guf ha-carbon. Memela, the Gemara says, if there's a din that this carbon requires a set minimum amount, then that would be reason to be machmir lagabi other areas of the asham as well. So this is a yesoid that we see from this Gemara, and that's the lashon that the Gemara uses, sheyesh loy kitzvah, meaning that the asham has a kitzvah. The din of the asham is that there's a minimum amount that the bailim has to spend on it, but not merely michoivas ha-bailim, but a din in the chefts of the asham, and that's considered a chumra in the carbon asham. And that's why the Gemara feels that this would be a makar to be machmer in other areas in the dinim of a carbon asham.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.